All right. Announce natin yung mga score. Meron yatang 1 point. Meron nga, 4-ish. Hindi pa nakuha. 3-ish lang. Ano yata yung 3-ish, ano? 15 years ago. Okay, Miss Varsha. Kahit maliit si Varsha, umupo siya kasi naka-perfect score. Wow. All right. Anyway, I asked if I could be the one to introduce our teacher, speaker, for this last session. You know, like this afternoon, we discussed prayer, evangelism, and now we're going to talk about discipleship. And when we were planning for this batch of teachers and subjects for staff dev, we were discussing it. We wanted a mix of teachers. In the past, we'd have professionals from outside. We'll have Mr. Alex Castillo. So we have a bunch, but we've never had, you know, a pastor's wife speak. And, you know, we're discussing like the different, and these are all lifestyle Christianity, prayer, evangelism, and discipleship. And when we were discussing it, I said, ay, gusto ko si Miss Judy ang magturo sa discipleship. Obviously, I am part of the coaching group she was leading a few years ago, and I know her personally, and she lives this. She's never been typical, and that's what I like with Miss Judy. She's always made a stand, and there are two things in her life that really struck me. If you remember, if you don't know Judy, may isang conference tayo, may video about her, and that's the only time I found out, aktivista pala si Miss Judy in her former life. So, na-tame na lang siya. Hindi ni Pastor Ferdy, pero ni Jesus. No, but si Judy, you know, when you're an activist, there's something about you na parang you'd always make a stand for something. And I remember when Pastor Ferdy, I worked with Pastor Ferdy nung youth pastor siya. When he became the senior pastor, I know si Pastor Steve sat down with them and, you know, every senior pastor, somehow it's expected that yung wife magmi-minister, kailangan lahat sa pastor's wives. At that time, especially at that time when the church was smaller, parang may stereotype in our minds. And I remember, I think Pastor Ferdy and Pastor Steve were the ones who told me about this. And si Judy said, at that time, Miss Judy said, you know, I still want to minister to young women and to the single professionals. And sabi ko, wow, first time. And I mean, I'd always be thankful that she made that stand because kami yung result nun. That she made that stand, I got to know her and I've seen how dedicated she is to her family. Behind every successful man is a great woman, and that's Judy behind Pastor Ferdy. We know Ellie, pero si Miss Judy, malaking ano yan, malaking influence in their family. And what we see, a great part of that, apart from the grace of God, is really Judy just giving her best. Just helping raise their family. So, colleagues, I'd like you to welcome Ms. Judy Kabiling.
Lahat ng sinabi ni Pinky, totoo, except yung ano, yung with Pastor Steve. Kasi I remember what I brought up was, do I have to change my fashion, Pastor Steve? Kung pastor's wife na ako, alam ko yun ang sinabi ko, Pinky eh. Okay? So today we're talking about discipleship, which is one of our 5 values. Okay, I heard you had a test kanina. Okay, ang 5 values natin ay...
Family, leadership, evangelism,
Discipleship, lordship.
Parang bago yung church. Pang-anim ata yun. Okay? And the 4 E's are? Okay. Review lang yan. I believe, Rizal, ready na ba tayo? Last year, si Pastor Steve, he wrote a blog. I think you have a copy of that blog about 10 simple truths about discipleship. Okay? Can we show them that? You have it in your notes, eh? Okay? ba yan? Sino ba yan? Okay? The first truth that he wrote is a disciple is a person who follows Jesus. O, di ba? Napakasimple. Naintindihan natin lahat yun. Okay? A disciple is someone who follows Jesus. Even a four-year-old can understand that, believe me. Because my daughter, when she was 4 years old, she was with us in the Music Museum service, and Pastor Steve preached exactly that. You know, a disciple is someone who follows Jesus. And at the end of the service, he made an altar call and ask who wants to follow Jesus. Elizabeth got saved through that. Diba? Ang simple lang ng discipleship. Hindi komplikado ang discipleship. Hindi yan katulad ng mga relationship status sa Facebook na complicated. Okay? Discipleship is very, very simple. It's just helping someone follow Jesus. Diba? Ang dali-dali. How many of you attended the Discipleship 2014 conference? Okay, dapat lahat tayo umattend nun. Okay. We learned about what discipleship, anong direction natin this year. Discipleship, because it is one of our values, it's part of our language. It's part of our words. So there's nothing that I can say now na totally new sa inyong lahat. Because it's part of our words. Discipleship is part of our words. This year, we all know that we are celebrating our 30th anniversary. And actually, we are celebrating 30 years of God's work through our ministry. That's what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating the programs that we've launched. We are celebrating lives that have been touched for 30 years. Yun ang celebration natin ngayon. And during the party, Pastor Steve said, we cannot understand our church, which all of us belong. We belong to that church, Victory, without the U-Belt experience. We cannot understand our church without the University Belt experience. Now, what is the University Belt experience? June of 1984, 60 or so American young people, some of them are students, some of them are young professionals, came here for a month-long outreach. And every morning, they would go to the campuses in the University Belt and Taft area to share the gospel through two question test. Okay, I got saved through that. Did you get saved through that? Okay. Si Janet, ba't nandito ka, Janet? Ah, ganun ba? Okay. Parang na-deja vu ako ah. Okay. Every morning they do that. They share the gospel. They go inside the campus and share the gospel through the two question test. I got saved through that. They do mime. I know we're not doing mime and drama anymore. They do dance. They do rock and roll seminar. You don't know what that means. Okay? So they do all these things. These are the 80 things. Okay? We do understand the rock and roll thing. We understand that. Drama and mime. Naintindihan namin yon. 80s yon. Okay? So forgive us. But they did that every morning and every night. They did evangelistic meetings at the Girl Scout Auditorium at Padre Faura. If you are from Taft Avenue, you know where that is. Pastor Rice will preach and he will do an altar call and people will get saved. After 1 month of doing that every single day, people got saved. At the end of 1 month, there are about 165 or so students and new professional who stayed. And Americans were leaving. So they needed a place for this young church to meet and to grow. So they looked at all the places, and since we were a young church, we can only afford the basement of Tandem Cinema. That's at 1550 CM Recto Avenue. Nakita mo pa ba yan, Janet? Recto Avenue, basement of the Tandem Cinema. Yung Tandem Cinema, Para siyang Green Hills na may cinema tapos maraming mga stalls. Hindi lang siya yung cinema lang. May mga stalls siya. So if you're familiar with Green Hills, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, may mga stalls doon, may mga ano. Yung basement, hindi katulad ng basement parking natin dito. Ito, we're in the basement, di ba? Hindi ganito ang basement na may mga fixtures, ang ganda ng tiles, air condition tayo. Yung basement doon, it happens to be the where the drainage pipes were. So, lahat ng drainage ng buong building nandun sa basement na yon. Okay, Rysel, can we show yung picture ni June Escosar? Okay, that's June Escosar. That was his, I believe, his first preaching. Okay, you see those pipes na nasa ulo ni June? Okay, those are sewer pipes. Okay, and those sewer pipes are not necessarily new. Some of them are leaking. Kaya nga nilagyan ng cover yan eh. Yung wall na yon na nakikita nyo kay June, minsan tuyo yan, minsan basa yan, depende kung ano magli-leak. Okay? Next picture, please. Okay, that's Ferdy. I know it's dark because basement nga, walang ilaw. Kaya medyo dark si Ferdy dyan. Pero actually, hindi siya dark. Okay? So, you see yung ceiling natin? Okay? Again, those are filled with sewer pipes. Yung wall na yan, parang may waterfalls dyan. Okay? Next picture. This group of people, they're part of the 165 students and some professionals. Okay? This is it. These are the people who started the church that you know now. We started at the basement. We, for some reason, God did not choose Ayala Avenue in one of the buildings there. For some reason, God did not choose businessmen who are successful and wealthy. He chose poor students. I don't know why, but I have a hunch. He orchestrated it so that when we faithfully do what He called us to do, and He showed Himself faithful and grant us everything that we have now, we have no reason to boast. Because we know where we came from. Sorry, nagdadrama ako. Okay? Seeing it after 30 years, it's amazing. Really, it is. We never dreamed of what we have now, never in our minds. But we have what we have now because God showed Himself faithful. There is no boasting. We cannot be boastful people. We can't. We have what we have now because we were faithful in discipling the nations. Okay, that's the only reason why we are being blessed. If we forget that, if we show ourselves unfaithful in doing that, then we will not have what we have now. So we started this ministry that you know now, the things that you have now, this started at the basement, at the very lowest part of that street. You know, that basement is so dark, there's no windows, nothing. In fact, kung ngayon yan i-occupy, hindi siya papasa sa building standard. Hindi pwedeng mag-meet ang mga tao doon because there are no windows. Okay, nakaka-suffocate yun. Okay, so enough of the drama. Next. Okay, so discipleship. Pastor Steve was very, very clear when he landed here, he knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to disciple people. And he has a very special heart for the young people. This picture was taken during one of the Zambales youth camp. Nakakaabot ka ba doon, Janet? Okay. Parating si Janet ang inaalok ko kasi parang gagawa mo dito, Janet. Parang ni-reach out ka namin nun sa UST. Okay? That's one of our youth camps in Zambales, and he wanted to disciple people. He wanted to disciple young people. So he showed us how to do it. His wife, Deborah, shared his passion for the young people. So sorry, that is the earliest picture I can find with her. Okay, obviously I'm not a student anymore because I already have that little girl who's now 22 years old. Okay, kilala ni Sheila yon. Okay, Deborah would go to my campus, and every single day she would meet me at the gate. Tapos will go inside my campus. She will show me how to do the two-question test. She will teach me, okay, this scripture, you read it. This one, you don't. Okay, you approach the person this way. So she showed me how to do it. But throughout the 30 years of having a relationship with her, she did not just teach me how to disciple or how to share my testimony or the gospel. She also taught me how to live this Christian life. She taught me how to live a pure life. She taught me how to, when I got married, how to do marriage right in a way that glorifies God. She taught me how to discipline my children. She taught me stuff. She taught me things. And that's what discipleship is. Okay, discipleship is not, katulad nung sabi ni Pastor Steve doon sa blog niya, it's not a course that you take, but it's actually life together. Yun talaga ang discipleship. It's life together. It begins with evangelism. You have to share the gospel to that person, but it's life together. That is discipleship, okay? That was before, eto na mga beauty namin ngayon. Diba? By the way, that young lady is not the baby kanina, okay? That's the wife of William Merle, okay, Rachel? Okay, that's Deborah's daughter-in-law. Okay, 30 years of relationship. So ang discipleship, hindi siya pang 6 days lang or 6 months lang or 6 years lang. It's forever. Okay? Because she taught me how to reach out to people, and it imprinted so much desire in my heart, I also did what she did to me. And I'll show you several pictures of the ladies that I have met through the 30 years. This picture was taken, I think, in 1989. I don't want you to raise your hand if you were not yet born during that time. Okay, these were students, leaders. I think this is 1990 na kasi andyan na si Mark. Okay, can you see Mark? At saka si Ferdy Del Valle. Okay. So these are the student leaders of that time. Next picture. This was taken, I think this was 1989. This is at Trinity College. And some of these girls are mothers now. The lady in the, si Alame yung nasa gitna, she is a professional, a very successful doctor now in New York. And the other lady, yung nandirito sa far left nyo, she is a mother of 3 very good athletes now. And so these ladies are, you know, successful in their fields now. Next, eto na medyo modern na to kasi andyan na si Pinky. Okay? These are, again, single professional, very dedicated ladies. Yung naka pink, bright pink, that's the sister of Pastor Jure Mora. She is actually a full-time staff now in Bacolod. Okay, si Ria. And of course, you know, Pinky Katipunan, Eden, Mitzi now is in Australia, and Joyce, yung nandirito maikli buhok, she is a president of an international engineering firm. Okay, the only lady president of that firm. Okay, it's UK based. Next. Okay, this is very recent. These are senior pastor's wives of the Metro Manila congregations. So if you are from one of that, you recognize your who's the senior pastor of pastor's wife of your congregation. Next, this is recent. Now, these are young wives group that I have. Next. Okay, these are victory coaches. Okay, nakikita nyo si Elisa nandyan. Coach ka pala, hindi ko alam. Okay, so these are victory coaches. These are just photos. I showed it to you just for you to have a, just visualize what one life can do. Okay, one life touch one life. And that one life touch many lives. That is what discipleship is. For me, simple lang ang discipleship. Discipleship is simply helping people by walking with them as they start their spiritual journey with the Lord, with the intention of empowering them so that they will reach others. So ang discipleship, hindi lang walking together, hawak kamay tayo forever. May intention yan to empower that person. To empower the person to reach out to others and do the same thing. That, for me, is what discipleship is. It's walking with someone for years and years and years and empowering that someone to reach out to others and do the same thing that you did to her or to him. Diba? Simple ang discipleship, but it's so much rewarding. Okay? We will continue with the discipleship discussion, and I think the best way to demonstrate to you what discipleship is by letting one of the young leaders of our movement speak to you. Kasi pag wala tayong young people able to speak about discipleship, we're not really discipling. So I figure by having someone younger than me speak to you further about discipleship, I hope you see what discipleship is all about. I want to call on Iris Nanez. Iris is the wife of Pastor Noel Nanez, who happens to be our discipleship pastor in Ortigas. She used to work here, by the way. Some of you have seen her when she was still working here. She used to be a news anchor in GMA 7. And she joined our ministry, and she married a pastor, and now she's a mother, but she is also a businesswoman. Okay, so pag pastor's wife ka, you can be anything you want to be. Okay, so Iris.
Thank you, Judy. Salamat po. Sana hindi pa kayo pagod, no? Whole day pala to. Whole day, no? Okay, so up until this point, iniisip ko kung ba't ako magsasalita before you today. Pero since yun na nga, in-explain ni Judy, I hope that I will be somehow able to impart to you something that, you know, may be useful in discipleship, in advancing the kingdom of God. So, ano talaga, I have been asking the Lord for a few days na what I should tell you. Because this particular, although my husband is the discipleship pastor of our church in Ortigas, this particular topic is new to me. Kasi sometimes Judy tags me along in speaking engagements like this. Pero this is something na I will do for the first time. Okay. So sige. Para siguro sa iba sa inyo, you're thinking, sino ba tong babaeng salita to dyan, nung karapatan? I will introduce myself to you shortly. Ako po si Iris Cruz Nanez. I'm the wife nga o Pastor Noel Nanez. And I used to work in the media as a reporter, as a host. And kaya lang, hindi ako sumikat, kaya sabi ko, tanggal, hindi. Joke lang. It's not about that. Later on in my career, I felt that it's gonna be difficult for me to have a family if I will stay, because really the kind of work that we do there is it's so intense na physically you have to be there most of the time. and so on. And so after that, I worked for another company, which is also the nature of my of the corporation is also media. And so for the most part of my career, communications po ang trabaho ko. And now I'm I worked here. And if I may share to you talagang the time, I can still remember the time when I first stepped into this building. Somehow I felt it was so surreal na parang wow, parang nasa heaven na ba ako? Parang ang peaceful, bisul, ang ganda-ganda, ang bango-bango, ang linis-linis. And so I also distinctly remember when Miss Gigi Concepcion and Sina Pinky and all some other admin heads interviewed me, and I felt the warmth and the welcome na parang hindi pa sa ko, Lord, sana matanggap talaga ako dito. And so, lo and behold, natanggap naman ako. Pasasalamat ko. I hope na may na-contribute ako at hindi ako naging liability. Kayo ba? May na-contribute ba kayo? Joke lang. Okay, if you do your job with passion, like what Confucius said, diba? Parang if you choose a job that you love, parang you will not be working a single day in your life. So, yun, siguro, if you work with passion and all, sige. Now, about discipleship, which is something that I'm supposed to discuss with you about. You see, when I worked here in every nation, I felt like I was strategically positioned by the Lord to really absorb as much as I can. Talagang, at that time, I felt I was building my spiritual muscle. You know what I'm saying? Parang every time merong staff meeting, pag nagsasalita si Pastor Steve, si Pastor Joey, si Pastor Manny, I felt I want to take everything in. And the more that I absorb yung mga sinasabi, yung mga ini-impart sa akin, the more excited I become of downloading it dun sa mga dine-disciples ko. And I'm gonna show you some pictures at that time. Ito yung victory group ko. Yan. O, tignan mo. Ang mga posing pa talaga, parang hindi saved. Diba? So, yan kami, young girls. That was sometime, maybe a good 5 years ago. One of them now is married to a pastor. And then the rest pursued their own careers. And then the next slide, please. Ayan. So my group became as big as that. Even bigger, actually. And then ito yung mga talagang dinadala ko sila doon sa Real Life Foundation Feeding Program. And so at that time when I was really in the ministry and absorbing everything that I can and really being able to get that equipping in order to impart, I really make it a point na I have my work from Monday to Friday. But at Friday night, I will do my victory group. And Saturday, we can do other fellowship and another thing that will help them in their walk with God. And so I guess the reason I'm saying this is because I want you to be reminded that even though we are working for the ministry, we can, that is different. The work that we do 9 to 5 is different from the ministry that we can do to advance the kingdom of Christ. And so, is there another picture there? Ayan. Well, I think this, I met this girl habang nagtatrabaho pa ako dito noon. Her name is Ria Rabahante. She is a student in Assumption when I met her before. I also came from Assumption. And I met her, somebody introduced her to me. And at that time, lost na lost talaga siya. Parang, alam mo yun, one boyfriend na parang did not have a good relationship after another. And so at that time, I was able to disciple her, you know. And so this girl now has joined the Binibining Pilipinas pageant. Unfortunately, first time niya, she did not get the crown. Pero ganun pala yon for beauty queens. If yung mga nananalo pala, they do not just join the first time. As a matter of fact, yung nanalo at the time that she joined, mga fourth time na ata. Ganun pala yon. And so she intends to join again because parang feeling niya, God is putting her there. And so true enough, ang fruit niya is this other girl. Ayan. Miss Earth teen Philippine siya. Her name is something May Walters. I forget the first name. Anyway, she's just 14 years old. And itong babae na ito, nadala na ni Ria sa church. Nagwa-one-to-one na, nag-youth service na. Why am I saying this? You know, at the time that I was working here, I was also, by the grace of God, bearing fruit. And so, not because I'm good, not because ibang klase ako or what have you, but because when you do just the simple role of imparting what you get from here, it can have an effect that will multiply and that will bear fruit on its own. And so, what I want to say really right now is, you have been given a strategic position, being working for the ministry now. And maybe, to some of you, this is a permanent calling. Maybe naman to some of you, this is just for the meantime. Like me, I was here for a while, but then I moved on. So what I'm saying is, it is a good time for you to get as much as you can, take in as much as you can, and then be able to give it to the next person, and the next person to the next person. Hindi ba? Parang, it's also, sometimes discipleship ganun lang eh, just planting the seed, and then somebody will water it, and so on and so forth. And so, now, you are given a strategic position, and each one of us, we're given a certain uniqueness. Iba-iba tayo eh. Some of us, magaling sa math. Some of us, magaling sa tao. Some of us, magaling sa strategies and all. So that kind of uniqueness that you have, that God has given to you, you also have to understand how will I use that to advance the kingdom of God. And so, also, let me share with you something na from the Word of God. It says in, do you have a Bible? Can you help me out in this? So if you have it, go to 2 Corinthians 5. Do you have? Or no? Papabasa ko na lang din sa inyo. So I won't catch my breath. 2 Corinthians 5. Can somebody volunteer to read? Sino pwede? Okay, go ahead. Ano pangalan mo? Faye, sige. Pakibasa mo nga, Faye, 2 Corinthians 5, 11 to 15.
Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
Oh, sige. I will just get something from here that may help us. Na sometimes we get so caught up in the work that we do for the ministry, we forget that ministering to others is a different story. So sabi dito, di ba, for the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And so the love of Christ that we receive when he died on the cross and we took that salvation, when we accepted him as Lord and Savior, says it controls us. So sometimes I know the feeling, para I'm so busy, I for the whole day I've spent my whole day working and then with the ministry, and so my mind will explode of ministry, parang things like that. The Bible says, the word of the Lord says, the love of Christ controls us. And so and if we have reached that point na parang ayoko munang mag-disciple, I don't want to do ministry work yet because I'm overloaded. Sometimes you just have to remember that we can be controlled by the love of Christ. And that, you know, it says here, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore we all have died. And so we continued the work, you know, of and the purpose of why Jesus Christ died for us. And that is, number one, in our own lives, we have to follow him. And the next is that we have to help people follow Him, disciple people, and help other people become followers of Jesus Christ. Siguro, you see, my a while ago, I told you about my previous career, and now Judy mentioned I'm a businesswoman. For a while after my work with Jim A. and another corporation in here, I became a businesswoman. My business is manufacturing. But I realized that that really is not my core competence. My core competence is more on selling and communication. And so now I have been introduced to by my friend to Sun Life, and I'm actually an advisor. And sometimes most of the time we attend trainings. And so I learned this from our trainings in Sun Life. And minsan yung bagay nagiging mahirap gawin kasi we did not make a habit out of it. And so if we make a habit of making disciples, if we change our habits na mamaya na lang kasi may ministry work pa ako, ganyan, and so on and so forth. If we turn our mindset into and make us really and really get our head in the game of discipling other people, especially the lost, and make that, turn it into a habit, then it can and it will become easy for us in the long run. So if sabi sa, this has been scientifically proven, if you do something consistently in 66 days, it will turn into a habit. And so if you try it for yourselves, ginawa namin yan eh, gigising ng 5 a.m. for 66 days and see if it will turn into a habit. Medyo pumalya po. Medyo bumaksak ako, pero itatry ko ulit. Diba? Pero sabi nga nila, it's scientifically proven. If we do something 66 days consistently, it can turn into a habit that you want to build. And so another thing that I want to share with you is in selling, sometimes it's not because you're a good salesperson that you're able to meet a quota. It's not because you can really convince somebody else to buy your product. The best weapon that we have in selling is to have friends. Yun daw. Sometimes it's easier to say to sell to a friend kahit nag 1,000 ka, tinry mo 1,000 na tao, pumalya lahat. Sabihin mo lang once sa kaibigan mo, pagbibigyan ka ng kaibigan mo. And so in discipleship siguro, if we build new friends, kahit yung most especially yung mga hindi pa sa church, and then we will continue building the kingdom of God. I would like to take this time. I'm catching my breath, ha. Hindi ako kinakabahan, kaya lang I'm catching. Hindi ako nakapag-cardio kasi... Kaya, usually I do cardio exercise. Nakayabang pa yun. Anyway, so I'm catching my breath because I had too much caffeine. I woke up early. I had a 7, 8 a.m. meeting. Anyway, I want to take this time to really honor Miss Judy Kabiling. Kasi from before, no single pa ako, I considered her to be my leader in the decisions. I'm not the type na every single minute, what should I do? What should I, you know, I'm not clingy that way. But for the most part, yung major decisions that I made in my life, I consulted it, you know, with her before I pushed through mga concerns, family, even before I got married. And so right now, the things that I see her do, I really try in my own unique way. I don't have to be like her. I have to be the unique me so that I can be effective. But really, the core, the principle behind, I try to do it to the people I disciple, to the people that I meet. And so I hope that you got something out of what I said. But for the last illustration, I will just show you this picture. Ayan. Kilala niyo siya? Hindi. Siyempre, hindi niyo siguro siya kilala kasi taga Victory Ortiga siya. Mukha lang matandang, wala no eh, matanda lang, no, ganun. Mukhang matandang mama lang. So this guy, his name is Mr. Ver Arellano. So he goes to our church in Victory Ortigas, and he's been one of the mga old members of our church. And this man has a business. His business is yung tailoring, yung gumagawa siya ng, nagtatahi siya ng mga uniform, ng mga polo, ng mga, yung ano, Americana and so on, stuff like that. And so this man is passionate for the Lord. From when, I believe, from when he got saved until now. So ganyan yan. Nag-attend yan sa service ng husband ko, 1 and 3. I see him. He's still very passionately engaging people, even the new ones. And so, wala lang. When you look at him, parang simple lang. Parang walang nagawang mabuti. Joke lang. But really, this man, man of God, is the reason why we have this. Please show the picture. He was the first one who shared the word of God to our very own and dear Pastor Joey Bonifacio. And you see, if you will think, wala lang ako eh. Ano lang ako, taga Victory Alabang lang ako. Diba, isa lang ang mansyon namin. Joke lang. So, you know, parang kung akala mo ang lit ng contribution nyo, think again. You know, if we faithfully do what the Lord God has entrusted us to do, we just don't know the impact that it will bring, not just to an individual person, but to our ministry. Just like what Mr. Arellano did. Okay? Thank you.
And si Pastor Joey, continue ko yung story ni Iris. Si Pastor Joey ang nag-share ng gospel to Noel Nanez. Okay? Kaya asawa niya ngayon si Noel Nanez. Kaya pastor ngayon si Noel. Okay? And so on and on. Okay. I want us to do something. Magku-quiz ulit tayo, hindi. Joke lang. Parang quiz na naman. Walang ginawa kundi quiz. Okay. Bawat table, this is what I want you to do. I want you to share if you are presently discipling a group or a person or a multitude, okay? Kay grupo yan o isang tao, I want you to share if you have it. If you don't have a group, if you are not sharing, or if you're not discipling anybody, I want you to ask them to pray for you so you can start your own discipleship group, if that is what we call it, or discipling someone else, okay? So I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Okay. Okay, let's pray. Pray na tayo together. Okay, I know this is a training, but I feel like we wanted to pray for all of us regarding this issue on discipleship. Okay, can we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. We remember your promise when you said that if two or more are gathered in your name, there you will be in our midst. So today we welcome you in our midst, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for the fellowship of the believers, Lord God. I just pray for everything that we heard today. I know it's a long day, but everything that we heard today, Lord God, I pray that you will make it like a seed, that it will grow and eventually bear much fruit, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will open our eyes, open our ears, that we may continue to see and hear the outcry of lost soul, Lord God. Working in this ministry, Lord God, I pray we will not have this indifference of what is going on out there, Lord. I know we're surrounded by Christian brothers and sisters, Lord God. I pray that we will continue to have this compassion that will compel us to reach out to the lost world, Lord God. I pray that you will find us faithful in doing diligently what you have given this ministry to do, Lord God, which is to reach out to the lost and disciple the nations, Lord God. I just pray for each one of us, Lord. May this truth that we have heard today, may it continue to grow in us, and may it continue to burn like fire within our soul, and let it bear much fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.